The question today is, does a saved person doubt his salvation? Well, to answer that, let's look at what the Bible says. It's God's final word. That's what we need to look at. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, when he said these things are written, now I know in context we would say it means the book of 1 John, and that is true. But it also means more than 1 John. It means the entire Word of God. Amos says that, speaks of the fact of putting a plumb line in the midst of Israel so that they might know whether the wall was straight or not and let them look at themselves. And we need the plumb line of God's Word placed our salvation experience so that we might know whether we're saved or not. In other words, the word know means to have absolute positive knowledge of the facts. Now, this thing that people talk about doubt, and the question is, does a saved person doubt his salvation? Doubt is the opposite to know. It means to waver. Doubt means to waver or fluctuate, to hesitate. It means to be uncertain or to be undetermined. Paul said this about himself in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. He said, "For I know," "For nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." In other words, Paul said, "I know something. I, without any doubt, I know that without doubt." Even over in the Old Testament, we have the book of Job. And Job went through some awful things. Lost his family, lost everything, all of his materialistic goods, and even his health. He lost his health because he had sore balls from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot. And yet, there were even his so-called friends didn't really understand him, what was going on. They blamed him for this and said, "Job, you've got sin, you've got this, you've got that." But Job made a statement in Job chapter 1, or 19, Job 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth, the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Job said, "I know something. Even though I don't have anything else on this world to hold on to, I know something." He'd lost everything, and therefore, but he knew something. Now, I want to make a statement. A person does not doubt what God does. He does not doubt what God does. Now, you may question your experience. You may question whether you're saved or not, and some may call that doubt, but there's a difference. You see, when you hear a different terminology, a preacher maybe has a different terminology than what you have been used to. For instance, I know I deal with specifics of salvation, and when I deal with those, you may not have heard those terms. But if you've experienced the work of those ingredients in salvation in your soul, then when you go back and examine that experience you have by the Word of God and by the truth, the Holy Spirit of God who lives inside you will witness the fact that you are saved, and you'll have no doubt about it. Doubt comes when you go back and can't find anything. It's there. In other words, you can't find the ingredients. For instance, if I was to say, you may invite me out to dinner, say, sometime, and I said, "Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to have. I'd like to have steak. Do you have steak at your house?" You say, "Well, I think I do. I hope I do. I usually do, but I'm not sure." But yet, if you go and look inside the freezer and you lay your hands on steak, you can come back and I say, "Do you have steak?" You say, "Yes, sir." I say, "Do you doubt that?" "No, sir." "Do you know it?" "I know that I know that I know that I have steak." Why? Because you laid your hands on it. And you see, when we come to these scriptures, it's Paul's writings, it's John's writings, and of course that's a human instrument that God used to write the book. But we know that he wrote these things down that we might examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. That's what it's all about, examining yourself. Now, if you may question whether or not you have what we're speaking about as far as salvation being real, but when you go to the Scripture, you go to the your experience and match it to the Scripture, you'll say, "I know I have found those ingredients is there. And I know that I know that I know that I'm saved." So does a saved man doubt his salvation? if we'll look at the definition of doubt, what really it means, no. I'll have to say an emphatic no. A saved man does not doubt his salvation. Now, the opponents of that would say, those who believe you can doubt, they would use John the Baptist in the book of Matthew, chapter number 11, verse number 2 through 6, where this is stated. And this is what people use to base their doubt upon and try to draw assurance in their doubt. But it's not to be there. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ," that he was in prison, he heard about the works of Christ or the Messiah, "he had sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." In other words, we know that some say, well, John doubted whether or not Jesus was the Christ, even after he saw the Spirit of God descend upon him. You have to realize something. John didn't have the Holy Spirit living in him like we do today, this side of the cross. Also, John was in prison. He was in very dire circumstances, but he didn't stay there long. He said, let's just go, let's just make sure. Let's go back and examine this thing again. And he sent two of his disciples over to ask Jesus some things. And when he did, Jesus just told him, I'm the one that heals and the one that made the blind man see, the dumb man speak and whatnot. And as a result, John the Baptist was very well assured of the fact that Jesus was the Christ. He was the Messiah. He had no doubt about that after they came back with that message. Now, that force, that question that he had, it didn't last long till it was settled. But there was really no doubt in that as far as that situation was concerned. Now, you may call that doubt, and that's all right if you do, if you'll just look at the circumstances and realize doubt is when you go back and examine and that you can't find the ingredients, that's when real doubt comes. An emptiness of a nagging doubt on the inside, a void. And so it's important that you find out truth, rightly divide these things. Does a saved man, a saved person doubt his salvation? I'll have to say no. You don't doubt what God does. Doubt comes when there's something missing of what the Word of God says should be in salvation, and it's not there. Our opponents of this, my thinking, would be, they'd also use 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 9, where there Peter made this statement. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And they'll use that to say, look at there, there's doubt because he had forgotten that he's even saved. That's not what that's saying. You realize in context here in 1 John chapter number, in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 5, he's talking about adding to the foundation of faith that you have. If you've been saved, he said, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and the godliness, brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness, charity. There's some things he said you've got to add in what we call the area of sanctification. You need to add to that and continue on. But if we don't do that, and far as the walk in the area of sanctification, then there's going to be some problems. In fact, the business, he said, if we do those things, we'll not be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he's purged from his old sin. If we don't have those things in our life, then we'll forget, in a sense, not in over a long period of time, but it means it's not on the forefront of our mind. We get so busy sometimes and involved in things that on the forefront of our mind is not that should be there, of the realization and the activity of those ingredients in our mind of the point of when we were saved. But the thing about it is, whenever it does not stay long in that condition. For instance, Peter knew what he was talking about here because he had, the Bible said, Jesus had said, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows twice. And that very night, Peter did deny the Lord Jesus. And his mind was so occupied with the things that was going on and the threat for his life that he forgot some things. He forgot what the Lord said. And in a sense, he denied the Lord. Even We could say he had forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Well, he hadn't forgotten that. But yet still, when the cock crowed the second time, like God said, then immediately we find that he immediately remembered what the Lord had said, and he went out and wept bitterly over that sin that he had done, what he had done. So you're not going to go a long period of time with even the question. But then when you find what happens when doubt comes is when you go back and you don't find the ingredient there that you know that should be there according to what the Lord said. Now, why is it that a person does not doubt that's been saved? He said because the Holy Spirit bears witness with his spirit. That doesn't mean somebody says, well, I know you're saved because my spirit bears witness with your spirit. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible says this in verse 16 of Romans 8, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In other words, it's not our spirit bearing witness with your spirit, it's his spirit bearing witness with our own spirit because he lives on the inside of every person who's been saved by the grace of God. And therefore, we need to recognize that he will guide you into all truth. The Bible says this in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you into all truth. In other words, when he lives on the inside, he'll verify that what you have is of God. He'll verify if your salvation experience is real or not. And if it, once you go back and check it out by the plumb line salvation, if you please, the plumb line of God's Word, and examine that, you'll know without any doubt. You'll know that you know that you know that you've been saved. You don't doubt what God does. The doubt comes when you can't find that there. Now, the sad thing about what some churches teach today, even Baptist churches, and I've looked in a doctrinal book of what one church had put out to their members of what they believe the way you can know that you're saved. And one of the reasons that they said you know you're saved, and I quote this, and folks, this is error, and I want you to see this, but he said many Christian people often doubt their salvation. This is in itself a pretty good evidence that you are saved. Before you were saved, you knew you were lost, but there must have been some change made, or you would have nothing to doubt. Unquote. That's not scriptural. That's not right. That's not biblical. Amen. You need to understand that doubt is not an assurance for salvation. Doubt comes as a result of you not being able to find the ingredients that's there when you go back by God's Word and there's no Holy Spirit bearing witness on the inside. So therefore, we need to realize something that the question is, does a saved man doubt his salvation? And I'll have to say again with an emphatic no, he does not. Let God be true and every man a liar. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.